Now.
And we're back. Hey, everybody, what is going on? We are here. Hey, homie, good afternoon, morning, evening, night, wherever everyone is. How you doing?
I'm well. Good morning.
I just want to make sure because some people are they're up late or they're doing whatever. So
No, you be
hey,
throwing me off with that.
my bad. Hey, everybody, it's your boy Montel.
And it's your beautiful black bibliophile, Miss Angie, the foodie.
How you doing? Welcome to another mini-sode. This is number eight. We
Minnesota
are
eight, yeah.
we cranking them out for y'all, but you know what? You guys like them. You apparently Angie's been getting acclaim from her folks about, hey, when's the next episode coming out? And I was like, we need to keep them happy.
Somebody was like, oh, we feel cheated because we got too many episodes back to back. Like, what's going on? What happened?
We've spoiled them. That's what it was. We got them spoiled.
I was like, look, we got an extra long regular episode coming. We had a special guest, and so we had our schedule kind of got off a little bit. So sorry, y'all.
It's all right. The things we do to make sure we provide y'all with the entertainment while y'all working, going to school,
Yeah, but you
driving.
got something every week.
So hush. Don't get mad at
Nah.
us. We cranking it out, okay? We cranking it like Soulja Boy over here. But we're gonna jump right into it, you guys. So, should I start or would you like the lady to go
No, go
first?
ahead and go.
Okay. This week's comic. Wednesdays is always fun for me. If you don't know, Wednesdays is new comic every new comic Wednesdays. So every store on Wednesdays, new comics come out. So, and I do my live sale with my job at Atlantis Games and Comics. And when I come into work, I start pulling them off the shelf. And the one that caught my eye had me grinning. Y'all, there is a Godzilla versus Mighty Morphin Power Rangers series coming out. Let me tell you, I looked at this thing and said, what the actual ham sandwich are we doing here? So the premise is that Rita Repulsa has used a artifact to find a universe that doesn't have any Power Rangers. And the universe that she goes to is where all the kaiju are, Godzilla, Megalon, Gamera, all of them. So she's gonna take and try and take over this thing. The Rangers have chased her to this dimension. So now we're gonna see the Thunder Megazord versus the King of the Monsters while fighting Rita Repulsa. And I said, how can I not talk about this? Because I know a lot of our people that will listen to us are MMPR fans. But I'm really curious about where this goes. I'm actually digging it. After think now, if you've never seen any of the Power Rangers comics, they are really, really serious. I mean, they really break this down. The last major storyline was called Shattered Grid, where every te Ranger team was annihilated up until the latest current ones. So technically, these are the last Rangers in existence. And they really have done a colossal job with the storyline. I mean, it really brings you in. You start finding out different things like who Tommy really is and who is the Green Ranger if it's not Tommy, and who is this villain that's supposed to be taking out the Rangers. And you find out there's more than one team of the Mighty. See, it's a lot. It's a lot. But this looked like fun. And if you are a Power Rangers fan or you're a Godzilla fan, because how often do you see Godzilla get put in a comic book and he's not looking doofus and like some sort of side character and like, hi, I'm Godzilla.
Yeah, he's supposed to be so powerful, but then, he's kind of dumbed down.
I don't like what they've done with him because he is supposed to be the goat. Okay. Nothing against King Kong, but he is supposed to be the goat. And they've turned him
Didn't
into
he
a
beat King
goat.
Kong?
Huh?
Didn't Godzilla beat King Kong? Who won? I don't
No,
know.
King Kong beat Godzilla. I remember
Don't
that movie.
understand. If he's supposed to be like the most powerful creature and he's
But
like
see,
radioactive and shit, how come he never fucking wins? Like,
I mean, he wins. He just didn't win against King Kong, though. He beat
that's all.
Megalon. He beat Mechagodzilla. He beat Ghidorah. He's beaten all of them. But when it came to King Kong, those two, as far as popularity, you already
So this
know.
radioactive giant lizard can't beat a freak of nature, a giant fucking gorilla
What
with
a 50-foot tall gorilla with an attitude.
an
Guys,
attitude.
I tell you what, Godzilla can have all the power he want, but you take a pissed off ape. and tell him no.
Listen, I done seen some little monkeys beat the shit out of some.
Right? Do not take chimpanzees lightly.
Yes.
Any other primates.
Listen, y'all, monkeys do not come to play, all right? And they are not toys. And as much as you see them on TV and people handling them and they are cute, they are wild animals and will get that ass if you get close to them. So just remember that.
If you don't remember, if you don't believe us, don't forget the lady who tried to have one as a pet. Now her face looks like a fist.
Yeah.
And I'm not lying. That's exactly what she looks like. Because he went to town on her. I was like, why would, never mind. That's a subject for another day.
Yeah, but that's like an interesting book.
It is. And it's issue one. So it just started. Mm-hmm. So if you guys are wanting to check that out, along with a bunch of other fantastic comics that have come out, definitely check it out. So
that's the only book you got for this week?
That's the only one I got because I'm getting caught up on my Maniac from New York. Mm-hmm. Maniac from New York, Bronx is burning. Our intrepid serial killer can't be taken out in a city that they just deflect. You know, he doesn't exist. We can't do anything about him. So we'll just let him just take out half the city, status quo. Yo, if y'all want to see a comic that really pisses you off, but you want to see the bad guy go down, definitely go check out Maniac in New York. We also did a highlight of the Captain America Truth series. And if you're not familiar with that, that is telling the story of Isaiah Bradley. Is a Black Captain America. So this literally tells it from the beginning all the way until, you know, to the end. And this is a graphic novel. It is gorgeous. It's the story is just so engaging. It brings you down to a level of this is what Black folks had to deal with, even on a superpowered level. This is what Black folks had to deal with, being guinea pigs for experiments so you can put them on the master race. And I'm going, nah, fam. Nah, he went above and beyond and he survived. He did the one thing they didn't want him to do. He survived,
yeah.
And now he got a grandson. Nah, had a family, two sons. Well, so one son, his grandson, major character.
Yeah, I hope we get to see him on Falcon and Winter Soldier. Well, Captain America and Winter Soldier, if they do bring it back. You know, it was a limited series, so I hope we get a second season and I hope we get to see Patriot.
Facts. I look forward to it.
Yeah, or maybe we get to see him with the Young Avengers. Who knows? So I took Blurred Over's advice, and I went and I looked for Cuphead.
Oh boy! So how did that turn out?
I didn't make it a good 2 minutes into that damn show. Even Sydney was like, "What is this?" I'm like,
Sydney,
you
should be
what?
Watching this. This is when you should be watching, Sydney.
I was like, you know what, baby girl? I don't know. So we're going to turn this off.
Wow.
You just
shut it down, huh?
I didn't like it. I didn't like the animation style. I didn't really understand what was going on in the story. I might try to give it, you know, another look some other time, but it just wasn't. Yeah, I was like, yeah, no. And also, so I Halo premiered on the 23rd on Paramount Plus, and you guys, it has been a long time since I was excited about a show. Thank you, Webster Style, you know, the man, the voice, the fragrance.
That's a heck of a description, though.
Right. I thought that Halo was coming out in June. He was talking about it on the latest episode of his podcast. So as soon as I got home, I grabbed me some snacks, pulled up in front of the TV. And when I tell you, it did not disappoint. This looks like it is going to be a really great series. I don't want to give too much away. It's only been 2 days since it's been out, but you know, if you guys are looking for a new sci-fi show that you want to give a look at, I don't know the video game. I've never played the video game, But you know, the Navy girl in me, I got excited. I'm Master Chief Petty Officer.
I would gladly loan you my Xbox if you wanted to play Halo, just to see you play Halo. I would be down for it.
Right. So I was like, I was hyped the whole time I was watching it. When the first episode was over, I was like, wait, that's it? You know, because normally with shows like that, I wait until there's two or three episodes and then I can binge a few hours, you know, so that I could get like a good chunk. So I can't wait until the episode two comes out next week. So it's on Paramount Plus. It's released every week. Whatever day the 23rd was, I'm assuming that's the day of the week that they're going to release all of the episodes. You guys go watch Halo. The graphics are excellent. The fight scenes are excellent. Like, man, Webster, thank you. Good looking, my guy.
I've heard good things about it. And when you mentioned it to me, now, if y'all know anything, Angie is very truncated when she sends me text messages. She does not go long-winded. I'm long-winded. She's not. She just said, watch it. I went, what? And she got so excited, she couldn't even type it correctly. She had to correct herself, but it was
the autocorrect. I was like,
and we all know autocorrect is not like us.
I said, hello, love. Hello, watch it. Watch it now. And he was like, hey, love, watch what?
I didn't know what you were talking about. I honestly had no idea. You said, Halo. I said, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it's spelled, it's auto corrected to H-E-L-O instead of H-A-L-O. So it's like, I was in the middle of watching it, so I couldn't really be, you know, I was like, damn, if it's this good, like 15 minutes into the show, I can't be on my phone not paying attention, because I do that a lot. So I get on my phone, and then I get on my phone and I lose track of time, you know, because I'm texting, and next thing you know, I missed a big chunk of the show. So I'm trying to do better, you guys, and not do that. So, but
I'm so proud.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. Another show that Webster has me wanting to watch is, I think, A New World, a brand new, it's a Star Trek spinoff. And so, like, I haven't watched a good Star Trek show in a long time. I didn't like the one with the little girl that everybody loves. I tried to watch the Nickelodeon cartoon one. Mm-hmm. And I watched a couple of episodes of that, and it just kind of fizzled out. So, you know, listening to Webster explain what's going on and, you know, give a good explanation, it's making me, you know, want to go back and give it a second chance. Give Discovery a second chance.
Yes, please.
Give, go back and give Picard a second chance. I was digging Picard, but I just think Jean-Luc is a little bit old, man, my guy. Like, you look old to be, like, y'all, and him and Magneto, like, 90.
Mr. Stewart, I need you to come away from the screen one day.
Jean-Luc and Magneto to sit their asses down somewhere.
just take a break, you guys. Just take a break.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you've done the job. Now just go ahead and sip your tea for the rest of your days.
You know what I'm saying? It's like Sean Connery gone and y'all still here. Thank you for sticking around. Appreciate it. However, but I need y'all to get some rest.
Facts. Now, I love Discovery. The character Michael Burnham, she's intricate but simplistic. Mm-hmm. I love her character, and Shaniqua, man, shout out to Shaniqua for portraying her. She does a fantastic job. One of my favorite characters.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I'm gonna go back. I probably will not go back to season one. I'm not that type of person that has to go back to the beginning of a series in order to get into it. I think I'm just gonna start with the current season and go from there, because I can always get the Cliff's Notes off of, you know, the interweb somewhere. So
of course.
So you guys, Halo, Star Trek, don't forget about There's Something About Pam. That shit is getting so good. Renee Zellweger is doing a bang up job with this series. Like, I know the whole story and I'm still watching it like I don't know what the fuck gonna happen. So you guys, with that said, we come to the end of this mini episode. Thank you guys. If you made it to the end, thank you for listening. If you are new,
congratulations.
Thank you for finding us. And congrats, you've made it to the end of our mini episode. And we appreciate you. And we are glad that you are here.
And she's not kidding, you guys. We really appreciate y'all popping up. And thank you for supporting us and the podcast.
Yes.
You know, we're two simple blurs just talking what we love to talk about.
Yep. We didn't get a chance to talk about GalaxyCon, but we'll talk about that next week on the full podcast.
Oh, yeah. We have more time. All the shenanigans and stuff.
Yep.
But in the meantime, it is your boy Montel saying stay nerdy, stay geeky, stay sexy, stay safe.
Stay safe. And it is your beautiful Black bibliophile, Miss Angie the Foodie, saying continue to wear your mask, wash your fucking hands, and safely distance yourself from motherfuckers you don't know. I have spoken.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.